Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон. Trap сонсон, trap донтсон. Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булаан. Дагаж дуудан дур булаа мөрөлдөө.
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I'm giving you two this week because that's how I do it for you guys. Here with Tyler Smith, has this big fight coming up in a week and one day.
Yeah, a week and a day.
And we got Andre Fili calling in, as well as Deanna Bennett. Deanna D. Bennett, a beautiful lady who's fighting this Friday night. She's calling in from, like, I think right after she weighed in over in Invicta. I want to thank our sponsor, Santa Cruz Medicinals. Listen, people, they have potent CBD-infused coconut oil, olive oil, MCT oil, vape pens, and more. It's gluten-free, it's vegan, it's paleo, and sugar-free. It's lab-tested. When I tell you I've tested a lot of CBD stuff, this is the best. The best you're ever going to get is this stuff, okay? Follow them at Santa Cruz Medicinals, okay? Go to scmedicinals.com. scmedicinals.com, mention Roasted, you get $10 off, $100 or more. And I'm telling you, they got all kinds of stuff. You can make any one of your meals CBD infused. And if you work out or if you need CBD and if you want CBD, and I'm telling you, CBD actually relaxes me. A lot of things don't relax me. CBD does relax me.
Yeah, I love CBD.
Also, speed weed. Marijuana is legal in California, so get it delivered to you. Okay, right now it's pouring out. It's raining. We're supposed to have Hanato on. He couldn't come because of the rain, all right? But he'll be here on Tuesday, okay? But you can get it delivered to you. You want marijuana, you want CBD, you want THC, you want edibles, you want THC sex lube, you want THC coffee, you want THC water. They have it all. Okay, and they will get it delivered right to you. It's a guy named Gino. He's a big MMA fan. He's a great guy. Happens to be one of the best guys I've ever met in my life. He's a fellow Long Island guy like myself, and he's a good dude. Support Speedweed. Follow them at Speedweed. At Speedweed. Mention MMA Roasted. You get $10 off, $100 or more. So, Tyler, how are you feeling, man?
Feeling good. I'm a little lighter than I want to be right now, or than I thought I'd be right now a week out, but that's, you know.
So you're fighting at 170?
Whatever. Yeah.
And how 170, much
do you weigh? I weigh 175.
Okay. All right. That's good though, right?
Actually, I think it might be we might be doing a catch weight.
What is he?
We might be doing a catch weight of 175. I forget.
Now, I saw you last night.
Either way, I'm like 175 right now. So either way, if I have to make 70, it'll be easy. If I don't, then I'm good.
Our other fellow wrestling coach, Ryan Bland,
yes,
who's a great guy. He's actually a kid that, when he was in seventh grade, he came out for the wrestling team. I remember in eighth grade, and he was like, "Coach, I'm nervous." He's like, "I'm like, why?" He's like, "My friends are here." Like, during the match, I'm like, "You're going to be fine, Ryan. You're going to be fine." And he's one of these kids that's like, just built like a fucking, like a truck.
Yeah.
He just has that like Emmett Smith low center of gravity.
Yeah.
Like,
he's like surprisingly strong and solid.
Like huge fucking ass, but like fucking huge legs. Just like, you could tell he could just fuck. See, like, and I knew it right away. All I do, I'm like, double leg, and he hit him on everybody. And he's the kid. He's the reason that we actually have wrestling at the high school, because he came to me and he's like, "Coach, I want to wrestle in high school. I want to wrestle." There was no team. And I went to the high school with him and his mom. His mom, they're from South Central. And they're really from South Central. It's not like. And his mom was like, "My little baby wants to wrestle. He needs to wrestle." And it was like, and we got a team basically because of him and like his mom.
That's
awesome. And me. But like, so now he actually is my coach. He coaches with me. And he's a shy kid. He's a super nice kid. He's got one of these kids that, like, you know, he's writing novels and
have you read his first one? I'm reading it right now. It's pretty good.
And he's a purple belt, right?
He's a purple belt.
Now, here's what I saw him last night in your picture. He's a purple belt, and you, and he's like, "I'm the lowest belt." It was you and like six brown belts.
It was me and four black belts.
You and four black belts.
Me and four black belts and Ryan.
So now, are you guys going over?
And he's also the smallest one out of all of us.
Now, are you guys going over technique when this happens, or what are you guys doing?
No, it was just a normal class. Like, nobody showed up last night. I walked in, and it was my my professor, Sensei Jeff, and then Professor Hinaldo, and that's it.
No,
and
it was raining.
One of our other black belts, Professor Sunny. So it's like three black belts, and I walk in, and I was like, "Ah, fuck. All right." And then Ryan came in, and I was like, okay. And then one of our other black belts. So they're all, I mean, we did 15 minutes of technique, showing some footlock stuff and, you know, simple little details. And then we just rolled.
But you got a fight in 8 days. Yeah. So are you rolling 100%?
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm not roll, like, I'm kind of ignoring a lot of the more technical aspects of jiu-jitsu. Like, because we were rolling in gi last night, and I'm trying not to use gi grips. When I get on top, just staying on top, basing out, standing up, like I could, you know, throw punches, keep my hips low, hip pressure on hip.
Are you
pressure.
Nervous at all about pulling something or,
no.
or nothing?
No, because I train pretty fairly, like, conservatively, even when I'm going hard. Everything I do is about, like, my frame and using... Like,
no, you fucked up my friend, because my friend came over here who's like, who's been doing it for 4 years, and he's a blue belt and he's doing well. My friend Tarun, I love the kid. He's a good athlete. He's a
purple belt.
The blue belt. And he's a tennis player, but he goes like 4 days a week. And, you know, he's one of these guys that like was not a very aggressive guy and started doing jiu-jitsu and now just fell in love with it. And I'm like, hey, why don't you guys roll? And I think you tapped him like five times,
a couple times, in like five minutes.
But
he was really, really technical for a blue belt.
But he was saying how good you were. But then he was like, then he was like, I want to go in the gi with him or something. It's like he was. But I'm like, but he goes in the gi too.
Gi is my game. Gi is my original, which is funny because I started in MMA. That was like the very first thing I started. I was like watching UFC and King of the Cage DVDs, like UFC 34. And then going out on the grass with my buddies, putting gloves and shin guards on, and we'd beat the shit out of each other. And then I started boxing, and then I started Muay Thai, and the last thing I started was jiu-jitsu. But I was grappling the whole time through that, like through the Marine Corps and after. So when I first put on the gi, I hated it. Like, because all these skinny guys, these wiry guys are holding your sleeves.
I hate
your
that's
on.
What
like,
I hated too. I go the fucking
dude.
Sleeve yes. grab. I was like, dude, now, if you grab my sleeve in a fight though, I don't know. I would start headbutting.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like there are, you know, you have to understand the difference between self-defense jiu-jitsu and sport jiu-jitsu. Like not everything in sport jiu-jitsu will work. If you're good enough at it, it's going to work. If somebody doesn't know what they're doing, and you try to barambolo somebody on the street, it's gonna work.
But isn't that every martial art?
But you don't need.
Isn't
yeah.
Ever like even like in Muay Thai, I'm doing Muay Thai now, and like I'm starting to like love it. I'm starting to get more, and I have more respect for watching it now because I've coming from a wrestling background. I'm always like, oh, wrestling could beat everything, and then you watch Muay Thai. Well, every fight starts in the feet.
Right.
Every fight starts in the feet. So, but then I'm like,
and
well,
the timing and Muay
but then
Thai
I'm like, would
so...
but then I'm like, low kicks would probably not work in a street fight.
Oh, they definitely work in a street
really?
Fight. That's my go-to in a street
fight. In a street fight, you think a low kick?
Kick the fuck out of your leg. Hell yeah.
You don't think...
Some guy that doesn't know anything is going to be standing all his weight on that foot or just standing there, and you kick him right in the thigh, they're not going to want none after
but
that.
You don't think that low kick would open you up to either a punch or a double leg takedown?
Like I'll take my chances.
Really?
Yeah, I'll take my chances.
Look,
I'm either going push kick to the chest or leg kick.
I'm not looking to get any street fight anytime
soon.
Yeah,
me either.
But I'm just, but you start doing it and you're like, okay, how plausible
dude,
is
there's
this?
There's a video of a guy pulling it. He kicks him once, and this is the thing. People don't, they don't expect it. So their natural reaction when something's coming at you is to turn away. If you're not trained to fight, so you throw that low kick and they turn away and it hits them like right in the back of the legs. Like there's a video. These dudes are getting after it in a like a parking structure, and one leg kick and the guy falls and like hits his head on the back of the cement.
So maybe low kicks like, would work in a street fight.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what did work. That LFA fight we watched. Forgot the guy's name. His name is like. The guy who did like a spinning back.
Oh yeah,
kick.
I love that guy.
It was a guy from the lab in Arizona. I forgot the guy's name. I'm sorry for forgetting the guy's name, but he did like a spinning back kick. He fought the guy named Ifa Kandu.
Yeah,
a guy from Africa who's a good fighter. The guy from Africa, and the guy he kicked him with a spinning back kick to the stomach.
Yep.
The guy who got kicked was like, "Oh, what? That's nothing." And then
Switch like a switch head kick or something right after.
Yeah, it was after the podcast. Nasty. It was like me, you, and Vince were hanging out, and it was like a session of like, hey, look what I could see on social media, and there were a couple really funny things we were showing. First of all, for some reason, which It made me laugh so hard on that bare knuckle boxing. I think it's at 1 hour and 46 minutes into it. I had to find it where there all of a sudden a drone comes in the middle of the screen and Antonio Tarver goes, "Is that a drone?" And it just flies off. Like that.
That bare knuckle boxing. Speaking of bare knuckle boxing, Artem.
Yeah, yeah.
The GOAT. Just
I hit him up saying good luck. You know what? I wrote a joke first.
Good for him. Six-figure contract. Good for him.
I was trying to think of a joke for him, and I said, like, yeah, he does bare knuckle with boxing, and he does bare back with McGregor. But then people were just, like, sending me those gifts of people throwing up, or, like, and then I'm like, eh, not the greatest joke. And if I'm going to do, like, I don't know.
Could have gone knuckles deep.
Yeah.
Bare knuckle boxing and knuckles deep.
I did that on, like, Magana. And then people get mad at me for using the same joke. They're like, you used that joke 6 months ago. First of all, I have 76,000 Twitter followers, right? Not everyone's on my timeline exactly when you are.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Sorry that you're getting free jokes. Free, okay? You're not paying for these jokes. You're getting free jokes. All day long, okay? And if I reuse one of my own jokes, and then some fucking... So then I was... This is like... The shit that I should not be dealing with that I do, I'm on my regular Adam comedian thing, and there's these two little cute dogs, like looking at each other, just staring at each other, right? And then they're like about to fight each other, but like play fight, but they do nothing. They're like pillow puppies.
Yeah.
So then I took that like video and I wrote like replay of Anderson Silva versus, you know, Stylebender, right?
Well, fuck you, dude.
And everyone's like, ah, ha, ha, Matt Brown, this is the best. People love it. Somebody was like, you stole that from when I did it versus, for what's it called again, the fight? The Ngannou.
Ngannou, Black Beast.
First of all, I didn't even see that fight. I was doing comedy during that fight.
Yeah.
So second of all, I don't even follow this person. So but I'm like, okay.
You're a joke thief.
Like, okay, it's not even a joke. It's a fucking video. So then I DM the guy, like, listen, I don't even follow you. I was on a Twitter account and it said cute puppies. Yeah.
And guess what? I'm sure there are hundreds of other people across the US that have done that just to their friends.
It wasn't
didn't
the most
post,
original,
you know, like,
joke ever. Like, look at my thing. I have 95,000 fucking... But now I got to prove myself to some guy who... Yeah. And then some other guy was like, you stole that, credit the source of the Reddit. I'm not on fucking Reddit.
Shut up.
Every time I post something on Reddit, they tell me that I can't post my own links. And I'm like... So I gave up on Reddit. Because I'm like, I thought it was a place for sharing shit.
Why can't you post your own links on Reddit?
You have to have someone else post it for you. So I was like, you know what? I don't have time. Like, I'm 40 years old. I literally have a baby that I'm holding right now during this podcast on my chest. Like, I have a fucking... I have rent. I have high rent. I don't have time. You know what I'm saying? But I hate being called a fucking thief, you know, when... Like, I didn't know that... So anyways, that's... Who cares? All right, so...
Yeah, I mean, you're not Fuck Jerry.
So. Yeah, right. Right. I'm not even making any money on this. Anyway, so then there was I did a show on Tuesday night. I opened up for Michael Blackson at the Laugh Factory.
Nice.
It was sold out. Fucking sold out. Like,
awesome.
And Mayweather showed up. Mayweather, right?
Really?
With his entourage. Floyd Mayweather.
Really?
And, you know, if I was headlining, I would have said something about it.
Yeah.
But he's a pretty private person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he might not have wanted... Everyone knowing he was there. It wasn't sitting in the front or anything. Right, he was in the back. But I looked
over. You
didn't
want to be the one that calls him out. And like,
yeah.
Now Floyd Mayweather hates you.
Michael Blackson. Because you know what I'm saying? Like,
Michael Blackson
would be the
worse,
one to be like, hey. Because I did that one time where this girl came. Vivica Fox showed up.
Nice.
And she was dating 50 Cent at the time or something. They just broke up. So I was like, hey, give it up for Mrs. Cent. And the comic got so fucking mad who brought her. Because she fucking wrote a thing. This is why I don't go out. These motherfuckers. You know, she got really angry about that. Calling her Mrs.
Don't go to a freaking comedy club then. Sorry.
Yeah. But with Mayweather, I was like, the only joke I would have been like was like, why'd you beat up that Asian kid from the Goonies or something? But I'm not sure people would even know that. Because like, other than hardcore fight fans, who even really knows that? I'm not going to do any like wife beating material shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not like.
Yeah, right.
But Mayweather had a girl behind him, this like hot chick. Massage his head the entire show. He had a girl next on each side and a girl that her whole job was to massage his head.
That's awesome.
I was like,
how much do you think they get paid?
To massage his head?
Yeah.
I think she's probably like on the staff. Like, you know, like when I saw those countdown specials, there was like, he had like seven girls and they were like, it was
like
almost
assistants.
It seemed like there were more than that. It seemed like he's like a modern day Hugh Hefner.
Like his harem. There's his concubines.
Which is like kind of weird, but like, all right.
Weird, but like, whatever. But he was laughing. If they want that life, go for it.
I mean, look.
Get yours.
I mean, but he was laughing at all the jokes. So that was like, that was cool.
That's what you want. Yeah. Did he start following you?
No, he didn't start following me. Unfortunately, you know, because I didn't give out my Twitter account because it was Michael Blackson was like running his like Netflix special and he murdered it. And nice. But it wasn't, they were taping it. He was just doing it for the Netflix people. So I don't want at the end to go up there and be like, hey, follow me at Adam Comedian.
By the way, yeah.
Yeah, because that, you know, this was like not.
I'm somebody too.
Yeah, right. So then I go from there to feeling like $1 million to like the dime bar in front of three people right afterwards. So, and there's this one guy that's like, it's like six, it's like eight comics who like don't count as people because they never, they only laugh at like rape jokes or like, you know.
Yeah, all the fucked up stuff. Jokes that can never work. Society doesn't want.
Yeah. And they won't even laugh. They'll go, huh. Or so, they'll give you a huh. You know, the only time they ever
like
laugh.
Like I gave you?
The only time they ever laugh, yeah, is if they're like a year into comedy and they're not jaded yet. Like then they'll fucking, they're actually people
they're
sort
actually
of.
Laughing, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then there was one guy at the bar and I like one actual guy and another guy, there's like two people. So I was doing my comedy to him basically. I'm like, and he's laughing at everything. And he's like a producer for like this show. And afterwards he's like, yeah, I'm just coming from New York. I got a couple meetings. He's like, hey, you want to smoke? Where can I get some weed? I happen to have speed weed. I'm like, hey, take a joint. He's like, well, go on a smoke. I'm like, sure. Start smoking, nice. Meet him, a couple friends, and he's like, hey, man, I just want to say that was really intimate between me and you, and I just really felt the connection between us. And, like, I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Like, this went fucking...
You're way too high, bro.
Like, this...
Our souls. Our souls are talking to each other.
Well, right, man, cool. I think... That, I don't know.
Well, is he going to give you a show or what?
I don't know. He was a young kid. Who knows? There was one time, though, that, like... And I was... When I was 20... It reminded me of this time a little bit, which is, like... off topic, but when I was 21, 22, there was like a celebrity in my building in New York who was like on a TV show and a big radio personality. And he had like, you know, cool guy, you know, me and my friend, I was just getting into the business. And he was like, hey man, you know, I'm like, hey, want to come to my comedy show and this and that. So he's like, hey, why don't we hang out downtown? So I go downtown with him and we're hanging out, and then we smoke a little bit. And my dad was like super sick. He was in like the hospital, almost died. So I was in a really bad place. And he's like, you want to do some coke? And I wanted to fit in. Ooh. So I was like, oh, I'll do a line. Well, I did it once before. I was like 21, 22. Do a line. And he goes, hey, man. He's like, so, you know, I hope you know I'm like gay. I'm like that's cool, man. As long as you're happy, like okay, I'm not gonna judge. Yeah. He's like, I really want to fuck you.
And just I was like, straight up.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I'm like, and this is like, he waited until after I was like a lot
right.
or two.
Oh, after you're all coked up.
Hey, so man. I was like, hey man, that's very flattering. Like, thank you. I'm more of a girls, but thank you. You know, I tried to like break it to him in a way where it was like
right.
And he goes, all right. Let me make a phone call, and then a fucking hot chick shows up, right? And he goes, all right, how about this? You fuck her while I fuck you. And I'm like, all right, we're getting closer. But yeah, not we're not there yet. There's still one person here that like we have to get out of this equation. Yes. And then my friend showed up, and he's like, ah, let's get the fuck out of here. And then like, yeah, that was...
That's rough.
Yeah.
Man, the worst. I got it on a plane. The guy I was sitting next to on a plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we started talking, then like...
And you can't leave.
Rubs my leg, and I was like, this motherfucker...
Rubbed your leg?
He was like 60-something years old, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like rubbed my leg, was trying to grab my dick straight up, and I was like, hey, man, look, I'm not going to like make a scene. We're on a plane, and we have 4 more hours to get to Florida from L.A.
So make it quick.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's get in that bathroom. But I was like, look, dude, I'm not into it, but... It was nice to meet you, and put my fucking headphones in and my visor down. I was like,
"See, that's the thing.
This conversation's over."
Then I start to really appreciate what girls go through. Not appreciate it, but like,
yeah,
like because sometimes like dudes don't get the hint.
Yeah,
like there was a guy in North Carolina. I did a show, and he goes, "Hey, man, like I really want to blow you." Like he DM'd me, "I want to blow you," and I go, "Yeah, listen, I try to be nice. Listen, I'm flattered. Thank you, but I'm into girls."
Yeah.
You know? And he goes, just because you get a blowjob, that doesn't mean you're gay. I'm like, yes, it does.
I mean, forgive me if this is offensive to anybody, but I think the gay community might be a little more straightforward, like a little more forward. Like men to men is a little more forward than like I also think hitting on women. It's always an innuendo when men are hitting on women.
Which and you it think seems it
like when guys are like trying to get a straight dude, it's just like, hey man, I want to fuck you.
You think it wouldn't be because, like, you wouldn't think it because men are the ones that could fuck you up. And not that some women can't, but
exactly.
You think that there'd be more of a, but you know what? Also, I think that there's some gay dudes, like their whole thing is straight guys. Like that's like their thing.
For sure.
And
that's for sure a thing.
You know, that's, this is an MMA roasted podcast. Anyway, so what are we talking about? So a couple things that were in the news today. We'll talk about that. First of all, Bellator announced fucking some badass fights, actually. Chandler versus Pitbull.
Ooh.
Lima.
I love that.
And Douglas Lima against, or Diego Lima, which one's the champion, Bellator?
Douglas.
Douglas Lima versus the winner of MVP versus Daly on that same card.
I very much like that, too.
And Pat Curran versus AJ McKee.
Yes.
All three of those, good. First of all, thank God AJ McKee's finally getting a real test.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I understand why you don't want to throw people to the wolves, i.e. Aaron Pico. You know, but after a while, when you just keep feeding the guys, like, you're like, all right, enough. What's the point of having rankings if you're going to have a guy fight unranked guys 6 or 7 fights in a row? Pat Curran has been around.
Pat Curran's been around for a long time.
If AJ McKee can run through Pat Curran, I mean, he's got to get a title shot next. Right?
I think so.
And I think, unless this is Pat Curran's last big one, it's going to be tough for Pat. Yeah. I can't see where Pat beats him.
I mean, he's been fighting how long? You mean like the WEC?
Yeah. Him and Jeff, I get them both confused a little bit. But
yeah, I mean, either way, they're both
fucking
tough
at
the same time.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, AJ's, he's so dynamic. You know, and he's been doing it his whole life.
I mean, but according to Bubba Jenkins,
look how he grew up.
They were all just talking about how good
he grew
fucking
up in that world. Like that's all he knows.
And his dad was. His dad was a
gangster, dude.
Yeah,
I loved Antonio McKee.
Yeah. Yep. So Colby Covington tweeted out, "Hey Johnny Jones, nobody's looking. Go snort a few picograms." What's funny is that they were roommates. You know that, right?
Yeah.
They were roommates in college.
College, right?
Yeah. And then according to Colby, they were friends for a while in Iowa. They used to get they used to beat up townies in Iowa. It was those two and
surprise.
Those two and Joe Soto were all roommates.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Joe Soto.
And they all went to
maybe I did.
Iowa Community College or something. And like three people that should not be in Iowa at community college.
Yeah.
And then
here's nothing to do.
But according to Colby, John was taking roids back then.
Probably was.
You think so?
It's a college athlete, man.
Yeah, but I
look, the idea that college and professional athletes are not all taking something is insane. Like if you don't think everybody's on, not necessarily steroids, but some performance enhancing drug, you're insane.
What's crazy though for me is that when you see a guy like John Jones, or even like a Gabby Garcia or like a Cyborg.
Yeah.
Like when they get popped for steroids, it makes me even angrier because I'm like, they don't
like,
need
why?
It.
Yeah.
Like Mitch Clark. I love Mitch. But if he got popped for steroids, I'd be like, you know what? Mitch fucking could use a couple steroids.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But when you see a guy that like
Jason Knight.
Jason Knight.
You know, yeah, like if Jason Knight had steroids, I'd be like, yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, right. But when you see a guy so automatically just naturally gifted.
Yeah.
Or even like when Barnett took steroids, you know, he said he didn't like the way he looked with his shirt off.
Right.
And I can understand. And you know what?
And knowing, I get that.
Knowing Josh Barnett, that's exactly. I actually, one time he got popped for steroids and he said it didn't happen. And I texted him. I was like, hey, Josh, man, I fucking believe you. I've seen your stomach. There's no way you're on steroids. And he goes, your mom seems to like it. I was like,
dude, Josh Barnett is like, he's one of the most intimidating guys. But once you know him, he's hilarious.
Yeah, but he's still fucking intimidating. He's a guy that like, he's one of the scariest people I've ever met in my life. Because you look at his eyes.
Yeah.
And it's just
no nonsense.
Dude, if he wasn't a fighter, he would be a fucking serial killer. That
guy. He'd be like a Hell's Angel.
Something fuck. But he'd be one of those guys that you would watch on TV that you'd root for, like a Dexter who only murders other serial killers.
Right. Like the Punisher.
Yeah, the
Josh Barnett would be the Punisher.
He'd be the perfect Punisher. The fucking perfect.
Yeah.
You would root for him.
Just complete sociopath. Like, I'm just going to kill people. I don't care.
I spent hours in the car with Josh Barnett, like hanging with him. I drove him to San Diego and back. And it was one of the best times. Like,
awesome.
He's such a good dude. And he's one of those guys that but he's legitimately, he told me when he started fighting, there was nobody in to fight, like where he was in Washington. So he would go on internet and be like, hey, you look like a tough guy, like on MySpace. Do you want to fight tomorrow at like the local Y, like upstairs in the weight room? And they'd be fucking, him and some big guy would be beating shit at each other while like women's gymnastics were going on downstairs. Like,
kids are doing swimming lessons in the pool.
Can you imagine like being in it? And you look up, you see glass, like there's
what
two.
The fuck? That's hilarious. I mean, I used to go box with my buddy at the Y, but it was like we holding mitts for each other and hitting the bag and stuff. Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, weren't sparring.
The first time I met Josh, I was like, I had this idea for a roasted show, and I had all these questions, and I didn't really know him, but all the questions were like, "Is your next opponent gonna be more allegations or just like really offensive?" And he's like, "Yeah, all right, these questions. All right,
come on."
He's
man.
Like, but he said, "Go ahead, ask away." And then during the interview, I was like, I'm not asking these fucks. Yeah, I skipped like 30 questions in a row. Yeah, he's a good dude though. Like he happens to be a really good dude. He's just a guy that I would never, like if he was after me, I might leave the country. You know, like he's one of those dudes that like he's not the guy you want after you. I mean, he's fucking insane.
He has like government resources and stuff.
Something. Like, like yeah. Yeah, fucking.
CIA contacts.
So MVP's father passed away, by the way.
Oh, really? Sorry, MVP.
So I mean, not like today, but I wonder how that's going to affect the daily fight.
I don't know. I was watching. Was it Ariel that interviewed him yesterday or a couple days ago? And he said like he just genuinely does not like Paul Daly and he wants to beat the shit out of him.
Has anybody ever liked Paul Daly?
I don't think so. I mean, I like him as a fighter.
Everyone likes
I
him
love
as a fighter.
Him as a fighter, but
well, I heard
he does just seem like kind of a dickhole.
You know when he fought Koscheck? This is what I heard from a legitimate source, like somebody who was like an insider kind of guy, told me that when he fought Koscheck,
that was the late punch, right?
Yeah. That Koscheck like called him the N-word like 25 times during that fight, and then after he beat him,
isn't Koscheck a halfsy?
A half. He's a half black person. Yeah. I'm not gonna say he's a half N word, but yeah, he's a half. He's allowed to say that, but yeah. So then,
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, dude, you're half black. Like, what the?
Well,
what are you doing?
But he called him that, like saying you'll only just be a you know, like he just kept getting under his skin and kept saying that, and that's what caused him to fucking.
I mean, if that's true, then I would not. I don't hold any blame over. What Paul Daly did.
But maybe why wouldn't he say that though? Like why would he come out and right. That sounds like who knows? I mean people might, but that's what I heard. I'm just telling you what I heard and from a guy that doesn't lie. That I don't know to lie, you know. So but yeah, his whole career has been
yeah, it's always been just turmoil.
Yeah.
Always. There's always drama around Paul Daly.
Always. But he's an exciting fighter. I mean,
exactly.
Even you talked about that Nick Diaz fight. That was a really close fight.
That was a really close fight, and I would love to see it again.
Now, do you think Nick is going to be one of these guys that is a what if guy? Like you know how people always say like people go who has the most potential that didn't achieve it, right? Which is a pretty shitty fucking thing to say, but yeah. You know, but people say Melvin Gillard.
It seems like yeah, Melvin Gillard definitely Caro Parisian. It seems right now at this point, it seems like Nick Diaz could be one of those and Nate too.
Yeah.
But hopefully, I mean, I know he doesn't want to hurt people. He just wants to party, but
fuck.
Nick Diaz, if you find it in your heart to start hurting people again, come back to me.
Somebody said that he's becoming everything he once hated. Like those party guys and this and that. And like, I don't know.
Smoking too much weed, man. Getting all lovey-dovey on people.
Maybe. But maybe he's got a ton of money. I mean, I don't know how much rent is in Stockton.
they pay you to live there?
Yeah, I don't think it's that much money. Maybe he saved a lot of money. He's just like, fuck it. Like, you know, why do this if I don't have to?
Yeah.
You know?
True. Or maybe he's just past that. I mean, maybe he just doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have that fire anymore.
Did I tell you that at the you time know,
that's definitely a thing.
A time when I was at the fight with it was Woodley versus Wonderboy, and it was just a terrible fight. And somebody behind me is going, "You suck. You guys are pussies, blah blah blah." And normally you look back and you're like, "The fuck's that?" Like, yeah. And it was Nick Diaz yelling that. And then Andre. So I said to Andre, "Hello? Andre. Hello?
Is not available."
Oh, motherfucker. So,
please record your
get my haircut.
When you finish recording
again.
So I said to Nate, I go, "Is there any chance time that you ever couldn't get into a fight? Like that you couldn't get started?" And he's like, "Yeah, once in the fifth grade, and then all my friends made fun of me." But he was like legitimately counting out as a fight. It wasn't like I think that these guys count all their fights the same, whether they're for the championship or some kid they fought
in
fifth grade.
They do.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them great fighters, because like their fight, like, as much as it is a sport for them, it's a fight for them.
Oh yeah.
Like, they're just like, "Fuck it. We're gonna like, if this is how I'd fight on the street, I'm not trying to win, you know, by points on the street or get a technical, you know, win. I just want to knock this guy out." So that's how they're gonna fight.
One of my favorite Nick Diaz stories was when I had Lazy on, you know, Lazy the Savage.
Yeah,
he's like their boy. He's a good guy. So he was telling me the story how Nick called him up. He's like, "Yo, give me a sponsor." So he lines up this sponsor that was like kind of like the Boz Rutten, where you like punch like 20 people at the same time. You know, like those you know,
the body by Boz.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So they get like all these business guys and Nick and Lazy in a room, and these guys spent like 30 minutes. Like pitching it to them, like, "Oh, this is gonna be great," and this and that. They have all these, like, you know, charts and this and that, mm-hmm. and you could sell it here and there. And then at the end, they go, "So, what do you think?" And he goes, "This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life." He goes, "Man, people will only buy this because they hate me." He goes, "I would never fucking do this ever." He goes, "Why don't you fucking contact Jake Shields? He'll do some stupid shit like this." And Lazy said it was the most awkward, like fucking 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious, though. Like, that's who he is. Like, he's not trying to prove himself to anybody. It's like, fuck this, dude.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Like, but I was laughing so fucking hard when he told that story. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, Nick does.
Seems like a Nick Diaz thing to do.
But, like, he's the one who told him to get him a sponsor, though, too.
I guess beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Andre Feely.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm going to do some interview. I'll give you a hug real quick. Are you ready to go? Yeah, actually, if you keep it safe for me, that would help.
Hello?
I just want to find out.
He's at 7-Eleven, probably.
Yeah.
How you doing? Hello?
Hey, how are you, man?
What's up, dog?
How are you doing, man? You got a fight, big Sunday night, big fight, UFC Phoenix. You pumped? You ready? You got the big fight on Sunday. You excited?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to fuck some people up.
Some people, not even just Miles Jury, just people.
Nah, anybody can get it.
That's awesome, man. Congrats, man. How's everything going? How's the rap career? You got a movie out? Talk to me, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to take over the world, but. No, all I'm focused on right now. All I'm focused on right now is just winning this fight Sunday, man. Like, I've been busting my ass. I'm in a great place. I feel like I'm the best fighter I've ever been. I'm just really excited, man. I'm just super thankful for being able to do what I love. So I'm excited to go out there and get in a fist fight and get my hand raised, man. Get this win. It's a huge win for me. So really excited for that. And then yeah, the movie should be dropping in a couple months, and then I'll be making music in a couple months as well. I'll be making music as soon as I get home from this fight, actually. But you know, right now, like, everything else is out of focus, man. I got tunnel vision on this Sunday night. Like, the only thing I give a shit about is winning this fight Sunday night. So that's where I'm at, man.
I can't wait. Now your teammate Chad Mendez knocked him out in one round. Have you been talking to him and like trading with him, and he's been giving you kind of some kind of cheat codes?
Say again?
Has like Chad been helping you out train for him? Because Chad trained for him also and was like very successful against him.
Yeah, I mean, Chad and I are different fighters. We have different body types, different skill sets. Chad caught him early, you know, but I that's not how I'm planning. Like, obviously, I'm planning on catching him early, but not exactly in the same way. The game plan is a little different because, you know, it's a different fight. And I, you know, Jerry's a great fighter. He's got a lot of dangerous skills. So, yeah. I mean, Chad has always been like a big brother to me, you know. So his guidance is awesome. But it's a different fight, you know. I'm not taking anything lightly. I'm not going into it expecting a guy who gets clipped early. Like, I'm going into it expecting a guy who is ready to fight to the death for 15 minutes. You know, that's where I'm at as well. So.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm just excited, man. I'm just really excited to go in there and honest, I'm excited to just go in and get in a fight and test his skills against mine, and I just know mine are going to be better.
Now, one of the guys you beat, Artem Lobov, is considered the greatest of all time. Wouldn't that make you the greatest? Now, aren't you the real greatest of all time because you beat the greatest of all time?
I mean, yeah. I beat the hell out of the greatest of all time, which makes me the greatest. That makes me like the greatest of every alternate reality
greatest
in the multiverse,
of the universe.
I believe.
Yeah, I feel like you're not getting your just due. Like, people talk about him, but they actually forget that you beat him. This is complete bullshit.
Yeah, well, people get it wrong sometimes. I'm going to show them Sunday.
Nice. Nah,
I heard he just signed a huge contract.
Yeah, with bare knuckle boxing.
Bare knuckle
boxing, a 6-figure contract.
That's fucking huge, man. I'm not a hater, man. I like to see people do good. So good for him, man. That's awesome. Man, I hope he gets every fucking penny of it. That's awesome.
Nice. Now, last time I saw you, you're with your adorable girlfriend. She was mad at you because I called you a player during the show. And then she was like, how many girls did you fuck? And you guys got an argument. But she was super, really cute. And how's everything going with that? You guys still together?
Hey, say it again. I only got half of that. You're breaking up pretty bad.
I said last time you came to the show, you had that really cute girl with you, but she got mad because I said that you had banged a lot of women, and then she kind of got mad at you. Are you still with her?
Yeah, I'm still with her. I'm going to end up marrying that chick, I think, dude. I'm going to start a family and put some kids in her and shit, dude. That's my future baby mom, dude. She's the fucking coolest, and like you said, she's super hot, and yeah, man, like, this is the first time in my life where I'm like, damn, like, I don't really think I'm ready to settle down. Like, she's just such a cool chick, and she supports me, and she fucking puts up with me every day, which is a task in and of itself. So, yeah, she was like, I mean, she reacted how any girlfriend would react when she hears a comedian talk about how many fucking girls her boyfriend has banged. But she's actually really cool, and she just kind of laughed it off, and she knows that I used to be kind of a fucking dog, and she accepts me for me. She accepts me for the wretched little shithead that I am, and she makes me a better person, man. Cool. It's like, it's all that corny shit that people talk about with love, like wanting to be a better person and changing your ways and all that shit. Like, man, I never really thought it was a real thing, and now that I'm with the girl I'm with now, now that I'm with Melissa, like, I'm all different, bro.
That's great. Well, in high school, you had an ankle bracelet.
Nice, that's a good feeling.
I mean, you had an ankle bracelet on in like high school. I mean, you know, you needed to go out there and kind of sow your oats, but now you're ready.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a pretty common thing.
I'm right in the middle of the transition to becoming a real adult, and it feels good.
So the movie you're in, right? You're playing a drug dealer, or are you a federal agent? What exactly are you? I just saw you with like an Uzi or
definitely
something.
Definitely not a federal agent. I'm like a scummy drug dealing, weed trimming, weed farming cousin and of the main character. And I was basically born for that role because I'm from Northern California, and that sums up everyone I went to high school with, basically. Like, there was really no character study needed. I was just like, oh, cool, dude. I got this.
I know that guy.
Yeah, and your rap group is really good, man. Like, I actually like that sort of rap, and I thought it was great. That one song, Ayo, I fucking love that song. And I thought you did great on it too.
Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Are you talking about the song Ayo?
Yeah, your rap group is great.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, I just my biggest thing is like when I do something, I want to make sure I do it. I want to do it right. Like, I don't want it to be some corny gimmicky thing like, oh, here's a fighter making music. I want it to actually be real relevant hip hop, like shit that people actually want to listen to. When I do a movie, I don't want it to be some gimmicky corny shit where I'm on screen for 30 seconds, I throw a spinning back kick and that's my role. Like, I don't want to play a fighter. Like, I want to play real character driven roles. Like, when I fight, I'm the best fucking 45er in the world. Like, when I act, I want to be the best actor that I can be. When I make music, I want to be the best musician I can be. Like, I suck at music and I suck at acting, but I'm still going to do them the right way. You know what I'm saying? Like I still need to do them the way that like isn't corny, isn't gimmicky. Like, it's genuine, it's real, it's organic, you know?
Well, I don't think you suck it either, but now what do you think about Tyron Woodley and Brian Kelleher?
When you get the Uber, it's like, there's just...
Now, there's a bunch of now fighters kind of throwing their hat in the ring as far as like rap. The Monkey God, he has a rapper album coming out. Brian Kelleher does battle rap. And Tyron Woodley, what are your thoughts about other rappers, fighter rappers?
I haven't heard anything else but Woodley's song. Woodley's song was dope, and he got Wiz on it, right? Which is huge. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I need to win that belt so I can get some fucking big name rappers on my shit. It's cool, man. Like I said, I'm not a hater. I like to see everyone do good. My style's like a little weird, a little different. I fuck with everybody, man. I want everyone to do good. Like, I'm not a hater. I'm not a jealous dude. Like, I'm not one of those guys. Like, I'm not going to hate on anybody else. And I think it's cool to see people do other shit outside of fighting. And I think it's cool to see people be successful. And I think it's cool to see the culture of MMA growing into more than just like dudes in affliction shirts who used to wrestle in college. Like that, like are the identity of fighting is evolving, and that's a fucking good thing, man.
I love it. Now I got Tyler Smith with me.
Class act.
I got Tyler with me. Tyler is an amateur fighter, has his third fight coming up next week. Tyler, any questions for Feely?
Say again?
I got my buddy's here with me right now. He's an amateur fighter. Any questions for the great Touchy Feely?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up? What do you do like fight week? How do you usually prepare mentally, physically, like the actual week of the fight? Getting down, cutting weight and going through all that stuff. And more importantly, how does your girlfriend deal with it? Cause I'd like to have some notes.
Man, fight week is for me, my fight week, I'm already zoned in, man. I'm already on autopilot. I'm on tunnel vision. Like, I just make sure I eat what I need to eat. I get the weight off. Usually my friends and my coaches are people who I'm really close with, and I bring a couple friends out, and I just enjoy it, man. I try to enjoy the moment. I realized, like, when I was 15, all I wanted to do was fight. Now I get to travel the world and fight people. I get paid for it, and I get to bring some friends along for the ride. Like, live the dream, man. So I just try to remember that, you know, no matter how shitty a weight cut is or what goes wrong, it's like the only thing that matters is enjoying it with your friends and winning your fight.
Yeah.
So that's really where I'm at.
How's Cody doing? And
it's a good place to be, I think.
How's Cody doing?
Cody's doing good, yeah. He's getting ready to fight pretty soon here as well. He's been kicking it. Mm-hmm. He's been kicking ass in the gym. Excuse me.
You all right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm choking. I'm over here dying. Give me a second.
It's all good. This
hands above your head.
This interview is sponsored by Speedweed, by the way. Speedweed, the best marijuana you can get delivered to you. Speedweed. Get it now.
Hold Speedweed. Up just a sec.
Get it at speedweed.com. So, all right. We have the great Touchy Feely, Andre Feely, a guy came from nothing. He was a high school.
By the way, that's the best.
What?
The best nickname.
Yeah, he was a guy from high school.
Absolute best nickname.
Oh, you back? I almost died there.
Yeah, everything okay? Did I take a big bong rip? What happened?
You guys almost just heard a man die.
How big was that bong rip?
It was huge. Huge.
Nice. Good work.
Far bigger than I needed.
Yes.
Aren't they always?
Your last fight against Michael Johnson. A lot of people thought you won that last fight. Okay, me included. against Michael Johnson. Does that create more pressure for you to end the fight now quicker and not leaving in the judge's hands?
Say it again.
Do you feel more pressure because you got the fight stolen from you to not leave it in the judge's hands?
Feel more pressure to finish this next fight?
Yeah.
Nah, man, you gotta leave shit in the past. It's gotta be like water off a duck's back, man. Let it roll. Just fucking, it is what it is. Now on to the next one. Now I'm gonna double down and prove that was a fucking mistake and finish this next fight spectacularly.
Well, I can't wait. Now, does Yair Rodriguez, does he train with you guys? Or did he ever train with you guys?
Say it again.
Did Yair Rodriguez ever train with you guys?
Yeah, you're breaking up super bad, man. I can't hear you.
Yair Rodriguez, does he train with you guys?
Yeah.
Yair?
No, he came and trained for a couple of days, though.
Is that a fight that you'd like to get back?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting that one back. But right now, man, I'm only just thinking about the fight in front of me.
Yeah. Well, look, dude, you know I'm a fan. You're a good dude. You have a hot chick. I'm happy you settled down because... from what I heard, you were just tearing ass. Like, Sacramento wasn't the same. You were just going through.
I don't know about that. I was doing my best. I was doing what everybody else is doing. Just fucking doing their best.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Trying to get by.
I'm just kidding. But listen, I'm proud of you, man. You're a good guy.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I fucking appreciate that a lot, man.
You're an inspiring guy, and I will always promote your music, promote your fights, promote your movies, anything you need, bro.
Yes.
Thank you so much, man.
I will do my best.
I appreciate you. Happy to have you as a friend. Thanks a lot, brother.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Later.
All right. That was Andre Feely. Good dude.
Good dude. Yeah. I met him, I forget what, it was in Vegas at weigh-ins for something. It was him and Ishihara and somebody else. I forget who was fighting. Maybe Chad was fighting. And they were like sitting right in front of us at weigh-ins. Super cool. Talked to him for 10 minutes.
What's up, people? Listen, most subscription boxes are full of samples and junk that you'll never use, but not BattleBox. It's a monthly subscription box for men, full of solid gear for adventure seekers, survivalists, and outdoor enthusiasts. I'm telling you guys, BattleBox is your monthly subscription for hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear. They introduce you to the best products, new gear, and innovative companies at a much lower cost than if you were to buy them individually. Plus, who doesn't like to get a package full of mystery adventure gear? I love that. Go to trybattlebox.com/roasted and pick the box you want. They start at just $25 a month. Plus, they release a video for each new box. You can see what's coming and how to use it. They shipped over 500,000 boxes and they won Best Men Subscription. You got to sign up today and be ready for everything. Right now, our listeners are getting a free tactical knife when you sign up for your first battle box at trybattlebox.com/roasted. Yeah, I'm telling you guys, each battle box is filled with tried and true field tested survival, outdoor, and everyday carry gear. Usable products that have been hand selected by survival experts for you to carry, use, and add to your emergency stash. Be ready, guys. Be ready and check out trybattlebox.com/roasted. What's up, people? Listen, sexual performance issues, way more common than you think. Over 25% of new ED cases are guys under the age of 40. Yeah, 40% of men by the age of 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain an erection. That's terrible. The time finally comes. You're hot, she's hot, and boom, nothing. Not good. No bueno, okay? Go to forhims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED, all right? Treat that erectile dysfunction. The well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. It's prescription solutions backed by science. There's no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. You could save hours by going to forhims.com, all right? It's erectile without the dysfunction. Try him for just a month today for just $5, okay? They'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds to enter the doctor or the pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/MMAroasted. That's forhims.com/MMAroasted. forhims.com/MMAroasted. What's up, people? Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. You can view easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You could also view stock collections, such as the 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. You can discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of MMA Roasted a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at mmaroasted.robinhood.com. That's mmaroasted.robinhood.com.
Shit. So, okay, so we're talking to Deanna Bennett. Deanna is one of my favorite fighters. Not because of your fighting style is always fun to watch, but also because your interviews afterwards are so awkward. They're like bad Tinder dates. Where you just kind of just talk and just keep rambling, but it's beautiful. Whatever comes to your mind, you say. Is that on purpose, or talk to me about that?
No, I'm just an awkward human, just in general. And you put a microphone in my face, and of course, awkwardness is just kind of spews out, especially when I have like the adrenaline coming off of a fight. You know, whether it's 15 minutes or we get the early finish or whatever. You know, you go out there and it's basically unfiltered Deanna. Anyone who knows me knows that that's just whatever comes to my mind is what I'm going to say at that point in time. And usually it's just awkward gold.
No, I love it. Now, how's the trip from Utah to New Jersey been?
Oh, man, I love Jersey. Never thought I would say that. Never thought I'd be like, New Jersey's a place that I love and I want to stick around with. But especially because I'm from California originally, so... You know, the whole East Coast thing compared to the West Coast thing. And so I'm like, I feel bad saying that I like this coast, but, you know, it's actually working for me. So I like it out here.
Nice. Well, your team is monsters right now. I mean, your team, Marlon Moraes, Frankie Edgar, that other dude that Zaire.
Zabit.
The other guy. The other, not Khabib's like friend or something, his childhood friend that won last week. What's his name? Nurmagomedov, the other guy you're with.
Oh, yeah, Saeed.
Saeed. I mean, you, Caitlin Kukujin, you got some team. Holy shit. I think you guys are the most underrated fight team out there right now.
Oh, 100%. You know, I love the people that I train with. You know, my two main training partners, you mentioned Caitlin, you know, we have Sarge. They're amazing. I love that, you know, my sparring days, those are the two that I get to go with. Somebody, I have a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, and then I have Caitlin, who's this awesome striker. Well, she's a very well-rounded fighter. And so those are the two people that I work with the most. And I still get starstruck, honestly. I walk into the room and I'm like, you know, anytime freaking Frankie Edgar's like, "Morning, Deanna," I'm like, "Oh, he knows my name." I'm still that awkward person that's just like, "Oh, I forgot that you know my name now." That's fun. I'm like, I will never get used to that because, you know, I started fighting and everything, looking up to him as a fighter. So I'm like, I don't feel like I belong here. But it's really cool that I get to be in this room and train in the same place there.
I feel the same way when Frankie says hi to me. I get starstruck too, and like I get all red and blush and get like a boner. So nice. Now, I remember last time we talked, you had a tough time getting dates out there. You were on Tinder, and have we met anybody? Any new men in the life? What's going on?
Yeah. Oh gosh. Nope. We're still in the same spot that we were last time we talked, as far as that goes.
No, nothing
has changed with that, unfortunately.
Now, this makes no sense to me.
Still just little awkward old Deanna.
So you're saying
just all alone. In fact, somebody else interviewed me for one of my, I don't even know what news organization it was, but they interviewed me and they're like, "So you live a very lonely life." And I was like, "Damn, you just called me out on that. Like, how dare you?" I'm like, "Well, I mean, it's true, but it's, yeah, that's."
But it makes no sense because you're a cool chick. You're hot. You're fun. You fight. What's going on? Like, do you not put out? Like, why are you not?
No one takes me out. So you got to start somewhere. I'm like, somebody starts asking, then we'll have to go from there. So we haven't even gotten to that point yet. So.
Oh, wow. Are you on Bumble or Tinder or SoulSwipe or anything?
So I did sign up for one of them. My friend, she just got divorced in Utah. She's just like, if I'm going back to dating, you're going back to dating. So she made me sign up for one. And I was like, oh man, I'm just too awkward for most of these people. Like, Jersey Shore people are not my kind of people, apparently. They're not quite the end of the awkward, I guess. I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And so I signed up for it. And the one person that I actually responded to was like, I'm not going to lie, I know exactly who you are. I watched The Ultimate Fighter. And I was like, oh,
fuck that.
I can't do it. Yeah. That's just too weird for me. I just can't.
Yeah.
So I promptly deleted it after that point. I'm like, oh, it's just too awkward. I just don't even know.
Do you think that you go on dates with guys and then like you're being awkward and funny, but they're thinking that you don't like them because they're like, oh, this girl doesn't like me. She's cracking herself up. She's talking to herself in the mirror. She's playing with snails in the corner. Like, and like they think that you're not into them.
I mean, if I ever went on a date, then that might have been the case. But unfortunately, I haven't even made it to that point. So,
wow.
I mean, I went to I actually did give speed dating a chance. Me and my friend were like, all right, let's go do this. And most of them, it was speed dating. So most of them were awkward and not in a haha funny way, but more in a, oh, you don't have human interaction in often kind of way. And I don't know. I just apparently just not my kind of people.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they're just like, not so much.
Yeah. Well, speed dating, you're going to get some weird people there. Who does speed dating?
Where do you spend your time aside from the gym? Where do you spend your time that you would be able to meet anybody worth taking you out?
If you're not on
apps,
most of the time I spend my time at the gym. It's really bad. Like, my head coach Brian Wright actually sat me down one day at the gym and was like, "Listen, Deanna, you actually need to go out and interact with humans." He's like, "I never said this before, but I've never had to tell anyone that they're spending too much time in the gym. You're spending too much time in the gym. You're being weird. I need you to go out and actually like go do something." So there's like, I've been to a few bars with some of my friends. I mean, I think part of the problem is like 90% of my friends that I hang out with in Jersey are all lesbians. And so we go to lesbian places and not my cup of tea as far as that goes. And so maybe they just lump me in with that category. But I'm like, no, I actually like dudes. Like anyone at all? No.
None of your teammates have single friends that want to give you the vitamin D.
And there are plenty of dudes at those lesbian bars, by the way. I've seen. I'm kidding.
Yeah, all that's right, a thing. That's a thing.
Now,
listen. Maybe I'm sending the wrong vibes out. Maybe they think that's not what I'm into. So
right.
I don't know. I just.
Well, listen. Hang in there. I think you're a catch and a half. Now you're
Definitely.
Fighting. Now, by the way, you're fighting Miranda Maverick. What do we know about her?
I just know that she's a grappler based, just like me. I know she's tough. She's physically strong. She has what she calls her farm bar, which has been quite successful. I've seen her finish that fight, a few fights actually with that. And so I'm excited. Should be good. I mean, people keep on saying it's like, oh, it's like the new up and comer against the old person. I'm like, excuse me, did you just call me old? I'm going to have some issues with that. Like, hot damn, people.
Yeah, that's very rude. As my wife would say, rude.
rude. Exactly.
By the way, I wish you lived in L.A. because I would hire you as a nanny in a heartbeat. You'd be a perfect nanny. I could see you being a great babysitter.
I would love it.
Yeah, I could see you.
I would take that job.
Oh, 1,000%. You'd be the perfect nanny. Just like a quirky, fun. I could like hang out with her and watch fights and like.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
And also beat the shit out of anybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could teach my daughter how to like be a little badass.
100%. Yeah. I definitely would. Be like, your daughter would be the most awesome kid around. I mean, she's pretty dang cute. I've seen many of pictures.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Like, she's already got that going for her. So
I know.
It would be amazing. Amazing.
You know, it's funny. I look at every morning, my daughter cries and I go over to get her out of the crib and then she just smiles. She just has that big smile on her face. She's so happy to start the day, you know? And I'm like, when did I lose that for myself? And how do I get that back?
I lost that at some point.
How do I get that back?
That ever comes back.
Like I wake up, I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna go back to bed. Like how many hours of sleep did
exactly.
I get? Like, why?
Man, another day like this?
Fuck,
this, damn.
It's raining. I want whatever she's on, you know? This is, I guess.
100%.
That formula.
Now, do you want to have kids one day?
I would love to. I mean, first I got to fix this dating issue with people just not asking me out. And then I would love to have a few, you know,
there's some,
at this point, it's just be like some mistake that just might pop out, which my mom every day, like she treats my dog like it's her grandchild. Cause she's like, I feel like at this point I'm not going to get them. So she like babies him and like tucks him in at night. And I'm like, wow,
that
hurts my feelings a little bit right there, woman. But
what about guys
like
at like the gym? No guy at the gym went up to you and was like, hey, Deanna, You're like super cute. Is there any way we can go out on a date or anything?
It hasn't happened yet. So, I mean, I just play a little bit too rough as far as it goes at the gym. I mean, I'm a really big fan about picking people up and dropping them on their head. So maybe that's not what those guys are into.
And also people, if you're listening,
that down a little bit.
And people that listen to this podcast, do not send her dick pics, please. This is not an invitation to send.
For the love of everything. That would not be the way to do it. If you send me that, then it's done before it starts.
How many do you get?
Oh, man. There was a point in time I used to get one a day from just different and random people. Like, I could name names, but I'm not that mean of a person because there's some names out there that people would know.
Wow. So fighters.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not that person, but... I still get them, like, every other day. I'm like, I don't know you. This is awkward. Like... I mean, you didn't even show me your face. You went straight to a dick pic. Like, hot damn.
Wow. Was it Sage Northcutt? He seems like the kind of guy.
Yeah, he definitely seems like a dick pic.
You got it. 100%. Yeah. He looks all happy and smiley. I mean, for him, his little smile actually creeps me out more than a picture of his penis probably would. So
I understand that. What about Yoel Romero? He seems like the kind of guy. Yoel Romero sends you dick pics now?
I could see him doing that. It definitely wasn't him. I'm not naming names, so
was it John Dodson?
I'm gonna be a good human and not name names.
was it John Dodson? Tell if it was a John Dodson. He seems like the kind of guy. No.
Isn't he married?
Yeah.
I think he's married.
Yeah, he's married. But it'd be funny if he had like a 19-inch penis. he'd really be he'd really be 47 pounds except for his cock. He just has a huge 100-pound cock.
Exactly. You're like, you make 125. Like, you're so small. And there you go.
Boom. Right
no, there. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a good person, good human.
But and
if you
thing
can
is,
guess it, I would say it, but you're never gonna guess it.
Is it Josh Koscheck? Was it just his face? no? Was it Artem Lobov? Was it the greatest penis of all time? Yeah. Was it the goat? No.
The goat. Definitely not.
He sent her a pic of a goat.
Who would it be? Was it Colby Covington?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, no. All right.
I would screenshot that and just send it out into the world as far as that goes. So I wouldn't even.
All right. So you were in Utah. Was it Jeremy Horn? Was it like 119 dick pics, like all his fights?
No, that would actually be really, really weird. I've actually had talks about the people that send me dick pics with Jeremy Horn before because I used to train at his gym.
He's a nice guy. He seems like a really nice guy, Jeremy Horn.
No, he's awesome.
Was it Greg Jackson? It was Greg Jackson, wasn't it? He seems like the kind of guy.
Oh, look, you got it. Yes. 100%. Yeah. No, all right. Definitely not.
John Jones.
Was it Roy Nelson? But you couldn't
You're never going to guess it. So all right. It's never going to happen.
Okay.
I'm never going to say it.
All right.
Cyborg. All
Was it Angela Magana? It was just an extra dick pic she had in her own collection. And she just forwarded them to you? No.
Oh, can I just say what's worse than actually getting dick pics is secondhand dick pics. Like one of my best friends, Riri, she loves trying to get people to send them to her. And then she thinks it's so great to put them in a message and then send them over. Like there's a guy that I used to train with at one of the gyms in Jersey. She's like, oh, he's cute. And she like added him, got him to send a dick pic. And then she like forwarded it over to me. I got his secondhand dick pic. And I'm like, you realize I have to see him at the gym like often, right? Wow. Like, why would you do that to me? And she's like, I thought it was funny. I'm like, it's not funny.
That's hilarious.
I don't want them firsthand. I definitely don't want them secondhand.
Yeah, yeah, right. And then now you know what his penis looks like, right?
Exactly. And like, he was like super proud. It was a full body shot. And I'm like, you weren't even, it wasn't even just a dick. It was like a full body shot with his face and everything. And I'm like, oh, hot damn.
Why, so every time you spar, you're just picturing him naked.
I mean, I save the photo just in case I'm like, you piss me off someday, and I'm gonna send that out into the world. But
look at you. I love it. I love it. So you're fighting for Invicta tomorrow night. Who's going to be in your corner?
I have my head coach, Brian Wright, and then I have one of my teammates, Steven Regman, are in my corner.
All right. Nice. I like it. I like it. And this fight's, is it Texas, right?
No, we're in Kansas City. We're on the Kansas side, so.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna say, I usually have spot on the Missouri side with them, but we're in Kansas this time, basically in the middle of nowhere, so.
And what's your walkout song gonna be?
Ooh, see, I have like four walkout songs that I've been like going around with what I have to do, like, anything from like Spice Girls to Ricky Martin and then a few normal ones in between. And I keep telling them, I'm like, maybe I'll do this one. Maybe I'll do this one. I'm just not quite sure. I'm like, what fits me? Little old vitamin D.
What about,
and
yeah.
It just depends on the moment and how I'm feeling about that.
What about your, based on your sex life, I Touch Myself by Divinus? No?
I mean, that was a solid option right there. But unfortunately, Invicta's like, listen,
really?
You can't do that. I mean, the
what
lead one, if I had my
pony?
Choice, I would have chose Big Dick by Little Big. But they're like, every other word is just Big Dick. You can't actually, you can't have that as a walkout song. I'm like, but what if it is? What if it is Big? And they're like, Deanna, absolutely not. You cannot listen to that. I'm like,
yeah, the UFC.
Maybe if I was fighting out of the country, we could use that song. But fine. You guys want to be prudish? We'll actually go something normal.
The UFC dropped the ball by not signing this girl. She would, you'd be the biggest star in the UFC. I remember when you were after your fight, somebody related to you from, I didn't see the movie, but the Molly Shannon movie, where she's just like super awkward. I forgot.
Oh yeah, it was like Superstar.
Yeah, yeah. They said you were like the girl from Superstar, and then I told my wife.
Actually, I remember that.
Yeah. I think it was.
I don't remember what.
I think Angela Hill tweeted that you remind her of the girl. From
oh,
Superstar.
It was Angela Hill. Yeah, yeah, she said that, and then I got called gross by what's his name? The mullet. It was in the UFC.
Mike Pyle or?
No, it wasn't Pyle. It was dang it! I think his name starts with an Chiesa. Oh, yeah. Michael Chiesa called me gross on Twitter.
Oh, whatever.
And I was like, that kind of hurts my feelings a little bit. Like, homeboy was like this.
The hippie
he's
from
got like
Oregon
a mullet
that doesn't
mohawk
wear shoes.
Dealio going on. Yeah. Like, he just called me gross. Fuck. I actually screenshotted it. I'm like, I think that's a new level for me.
I like Michael Chiesa, but he literally looks like people hand him money on the way to the octagon. Like, he looks so homeless. Like, there's like flies flying around him. Like, he should not
yeah,
be calling
I'm like,
me gross.
Something like that just called me gross. Like, yeah. Maybe I should rethink my life decisions.
No, it was probably
definitely
no.
Not.
I'm never going to rethink my life decisions. If I haven't changed my ways by this point, yeah. This is what you get.
That was his way of flirting with you, I'm sure.
That was online throwing rocks
back
at you on the playground.
You take that back right now.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then the other question was,
you say, I've already dated somebody that had a mullet before. A long, long time ago. I've made it past that in my life, so
was it Amanda,
we're not going back to that.
Amanda Nunez? Was that the person or no?
It was
Ricky
not
Simone.
That person. It was random. Yeah, that's when you have to think about your life and be like, am I making the right choices in my dating life?
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Oh, so, okay.
Actually, I put myself on dick probation after that one for a while.
Dick probation. It looks like you've been on probation for the last year. I was going to be like,
I know, I put myself off of dick probation, and then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a second, the universe apparently has put me on that.
That is so funny. Now, Head kicks, right? We got knocked out by head kick by Sahara Eubank. Then we got kicked in the head again the next fight. We're looking out for the head kick, right? We're
100. The hands are up.
Yeah.
Number one, my coach is just like, listen, all right, Deanna, hands go up first. In fact, you know, I spar with Sarge like every week, multiple times a week. And so she still throws them at me. So I'm like, all right, this is my prepping. If I let that slip, like, oh man, definitely can't let that happen for like a third time. You would think first time that you would actually learn from it, but apparently I'm a little difficult. So definitely not going to be taken out with a head kick, knock on wood, because that would just be my luck.
No, you won't. You won't. You got this. You got this. Okay. I'm a Deanna Bennett fan. Look, the girls you have wins over, you have a win over Juliana Pena. Yeah. You got some huge wins, and your fights are awesome, and you're cute, and you're single, and you're horny. Okay, so you have all the makings of a champion here, all right?
Yep, that's so, all it takes.
Okay, I got this.
Yes.
100%.
Just cute, single, and horny.
You just described me to a T.
Cute, single, so there single we go. And horny.
It's happening.
CSH. So, Deanna, good luck. Where could I watch this fight?
It's going to be on Fight Pass tomorrow. Starts at 7 local time. I think we're on Central. I don't know. What is it in Kansas?
Nice.
I should probably know that since I'm here. But I think, it's 7 Central time. And it's going to be fabulous. Whole card stacked. Start of the flyweight tournament. And vitamin D is coming with a bang.
Nice. And where can people find you?
You can follow my very awkward Instagram on Deanna D. Bennett. And I think it's the same on Twitter and actually on Facebook as well. So I post random things and just awkwardness, and my life is just one awkward experience. And so feel free.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you, Deanna. Big fan. And I'll be tuning in tomorrow night to cheer for you.
Well, you're going to see the most awkward of interviews after I win. So please tune in.
Looking forward to it.
I can't wait. Take care.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right. That was Deanna D. Bennett.
She's hilarious.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should be doing stand-up on the side.
Right? I mean, she's so funny.
She's super funny.
And she's adorable.
Very down to earth.
Yeah.
Super hot.
Yeah.
Super hot.
What's going on? Something's not adding
up. I bet guys are intimidated.
I bet she's also
because guys are intimidated by pretty girls, and guys are intimidated by tough girls. So if you're pretty and you're tough, it's like
I bet she's picky too.
What do I?
I bet she's not as easy as she's making it seem.
Yeah, she doesn't like the Jersey Shore guys.
She's probably not like. I don't know. It seems a little strange.
I don't know. She doesn't seem like the picky type.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who knows?
But guys, if you like a girl, don't say I know exactly who you are. Don't blow your cover.
Yeah, come
right?
on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever that, come on, Tinder guy.
Yeah.
But what are you doing?
At least wait till you're having sex with her and be like, next time, keep your hands up.
Oh, head kick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, come on.
You got to throw it in there. So, Tyler, what do you got coming up?
Got my fight. A week and a day. February 22nd, down at the Four Points Sheraton, San Diego. Epic Fighting, 41. You can hit me up on Instagram, DM me, SmithroBJJ, SmithroBJJ. Want to give a shout out to my sponsors, Punch Gunk, best pain relief lotion on the market, and Robert Mendez Massage Therapy. Robert Mendez Massage Therapy.
Like it. I like it.
Big 260 pound dude. Get all up in that deep tissue.
Nice. That sounds really gay, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm not here to judge, okay?
Oils and lotions.
I'm not here to judge.
Good music.
I like it. Well, listen, people, I will be at the Comedy Hideaway in Santa Barbara this Saturday night at Iguanos and Pico Rivera Sunday night. Dirty at South Point Casino, March 1st. And then the Reno, March 19th to the 24th, the Reno Laugh Factory. April 19th and 20th at the Black Box Theater in Boca Raton, Florida. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a great upcoming week. Tuni sons to hook jum durpo lan. Tada stotan durpo da moro tai.